This is Grounded and Connected Empowerment, a podcast about embodying our innate wisdom and connecting to country through the guidance of Djambi, an original custodian of the Northern Rivers region from the Gitabal Ngarrukul people. Committed to activating the deep spring within all of us, Djambi carries the work of culturally informed trauma-integrated healing around the world with Indigenous elders and knowledge keepers. Colonisation is not the end of the story. What we see now is that all the bloodlines are here. So we can allow the story to play out the way it has been, or we can take control of the story. We're not able to change the past, but we can own the future, and there is wisdom in this for all of us. Sovereignty is responsibility. You can't have one without the other. It is about coming back to Mother. We'll get the wisdom out of this, and we'll sing the songs and create the dances and the stories that go about this time, from colonisation to now. Our lands have been cared for by our traditional custodians for 80,000 plus years. We move together against the continuing genocide and colonisation of our peoples. Our sovereignty was never ceded. We endow deep respect to the bloodlines of this country.
I'm Djambi. I'm from the Gitabal and Ngarrukul people of the Northern Rivers. So it's around Mount Lindsay and Mount Warning, Mulumbini, Momali and Jargonbunj. And I also have English, Irish, a little bit of Norwegian and Vanuatu blood as well. And I really do honour the journey of my ancestors, all of them, that bring me here to this point. So the name Djambi comes from a tribe down south, and my father was given permission to give that name to me. He travelled with some people from down there, and they told him about that name. And up here in the Northern Rivers, the same name is Dharam, that has the same meaning. And that's recognition of the next in line for eldership, the eldest in the generation. There's another word actually here as well that's very close to some of the elders here call me, and that's Djambi. And Djambi means to carry great intention. But I want to give respect to the tribes down south. I want to give big respect to those mobs. And where I believe it comes from is the beginning of the ley line that runs up here following the mountains. And there's pretty strong power in that. And there's old stories in that, and I've got a lot of respect for it. The understanding that I share around being grounded, connected and empowered follows a very simple understanding of an embodied spirit. And what it takes to be embodied, what it is to be responsible with it, what it is to be respectful of other peoples and yourself. And by going through that process, that's what took me from being a fall down dirty drunk to who I am now. Having been through what I've been through and been able to handle it. And seeing what's really going on in the world. And understanding that very simple process of being respectful, of being a spirit embodied. That's all most of us need to do what we came here for, to be part of the next step in our ancestry. So I know that there was a time when I was pretty disconnected, really disconnected. I didn't have a lot of respect for my Indigenous blood. That was because I was shown a very bad, dark, twisted understanding of what it was to be Indigenous through parents being traumatised, through the violence and the dysfunction and all everything that was going on in communities and all that sort of thing. So I didn't have a lot of respect for it. And I didn't have a real reason to live. I couldn't think of one. I became a husband and a father and all that. But I still didn't have a whole lot of respect for life. So I was going through the motions. I was just living in that existence for so long. And then one day I was coming home from work. In the middle of the night, I was working a late shift at work, and I felt this energy in the back of the car. I was so big and it was full on. I never felt anything like it. And then when I got home, my wife and my sister are sitting there waiting for me to get home. I walked through the door and they looked straight past me and I said, "Oh no, what is it?" They said, "There's this big ancestor standing behind you." I said, "Yeah, all right. What does he want?" And they said, "I don't know. I think he wants you to follow him." "Where did he go?" You know, just asking stupid questions. "Where did he go?" They said, "Oh, he's walking down the side of the house." And so I've walked down the side of the house. Said, "Where'd he go?" "He walked into the tree. There's this big tree in the backyard, and he just disappeared into the trunk." And I thought to myself, "Okay, what does this feel like? What's going on?" Because I'd never felt the ancestors before. And I just went, just had this feeling of follow, follow, follow. No, nah, I can't go running off. No, being doing that running around. I got a family, I got kids, Jarjums to look after, I got to keep my job, I got to put rent to pay and all the bills and be a good husband and all these things going on in my head. I can't go running off. So all those excuses that I gave him straight up, one by one they all started dropping away until the last one was breaking up with the wife. So I ended up being divorced. And then all of a sudden, I saw that I had a reason for being. I thought, oh, that's right. I got this job to do. So I looked back and I saw everything was falling into place. So I started to follow it. Next thing you know, I'm just being, like, just guiding, just feeling my way through. What is my connection to the earth? And I'll follow that. It's very easy to take the time then when I didn't have all those things to connect. Obviously I still stayed in touch with my sons and I was still a good dad. But then I found my way and I started to pay attention to everything and I started to see what was going on and people explaining things to me. And I started to get the wisdom. And then in getting that, the understanding of what it is to be a spirit embodied, then I started to live it. I started to interact with all those parts of the connection to the earth, the healing story of myself, my own higher self truth, my connection to Creator, my connection to my ancestry. What does it feel like? What is it doing? What is it when the information comes from the ancestors? What is the information that comes from the higher self, from Creator? What does it feel like when I'm being told from the earth? What does it feel like to feel this pain and that pain and this other pain? Where does that, like when I'm interacting with people, when I'm feeling traumatized or I'm feeling heavy about stuff or I've walked over the wrong bit of country, I'm feeling dark energy, feeling heaviness, all that sort of stuff. And I'm just paying attention, just listening to what's being shown to me. And then after my son passed away, I went through deep grief, really deep proper. And that's, I come out the other side of that and I integrated that into my life and I said, right, so this is who I am. Same with all the trauma that you live in your life. Once, like I say, you know, it's not about giving it away. It's not about getting rid of it. It's about understanding it. It changes who you are. You become the story that you're living. You become that. But when you deal with things as they come, it comes back into balance and it comes strong. And that's your higher self truth. That's the story of your life.
You're listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment. We do the work now to repair our connection to Creator, to ancestry, to country, and to each other. To have the power to hold sovereignty for our bloodlines, our kinship, and future generations.
It wasn't until I went through that deep grief and I put that in its place
and I become a parent. I became a man who's lost a son. I became someone who has lived that experience as well as everything else. Then I got the guidance to teach. So as soon as that guidance dropped in, that guided meditation, that ceremony that I use every day became the template to share with people. Very simple package, something to help people understand who they are. And that's what grounded and connected empowerment is. It's my lived experience, but also my connection to everything. My connection to source energy, you know, all those big things. My connection to creator, collective consciousness, all those big terms. It just means the spirit that we're all born from, my connection to it. And if you look after that, those connections, you look after all those things, you do things that empower yourself and that come from your respective yourself, not from your trauma. You make those connections stronger and stronger, and you give yourself more and more strength, more and more self-respect. When you need to heal yourself, you go and do it. So we can be the best version of ourselves we can be. And I'll tell you right now, there is nothing in colonization that's going to work for you on that side of things. That's all come from inside. Yeah. Everybody has the opportunity to go through that. It doesn't matter how difficult you think life is. You can be sitting in the jail cell. I've been there. You can still go through it there. Yeah. A lot of the brothers that are in jail, if they took the time, and the sisters took the time to actually heal and empower, go after that wisdom of what's going on for them. Look at the trauma stories. Get themselves to a position where they're strong enough to actually look at the trauma. Don't shy away from the pain. Trust that whatever you're feeling has its natural flow. It might be really, really terrible right now, and you might feel like really bad and not want to be alive. But if you pay attention to it, and you look at it, and you look for the wisdom in it, what you're feeling. Yeah, you're feeling that thing, but what's it learning? What's it teaching you? About you. About how strong you are. About how special you are to be alive in the first place. About how to be respectful of yourself. You look at those things, and you spend your time doing those things. And you do your push-ups and your sit-ups. You keep telling yourself, you show yourself that you give a shit about yourself, and you're going to come out empowered. And you're not going to reuse drugs. You're not going to get back to doing stupid things. You're actually going to walk strong, tall, proper. So there's no excuse. Even if it's something that's really terrible and something that we don't want to see and we don't want to know and it's too painful, we still have the ability to deal with it in a good way and come strong again. Doesn't matter what it is. And we have the tools on board already to go through what we have to go through. If we can't look up and see that we have the support around us, then the only thing we need to worry about is feeling safe. And when we're safe enough to look up, everything we need will be there. And we make sure that that's there for the future.
You're listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment. Our feet on the earth is a beautiful ceremony. So get your bare souls on the land now and tune in for the meditation.
Find yourself a place to stand, far enough apart that you can feel just your own energy. With your heart, allow yourself to feel whichever direction you feel to face. Do one turn. Feel with your heart. There's no right or wrong. Bend your knees a little bit and get comfortable. And breathe deep. Breathe deep into your belly. Breathe in for 4, out for 8. 3 times. Allow yourself to feel the pressure on your base. Feel that energy going down your legs and into your feet. Now we bring our attention to breathing into our chest. Breathing in chi energy, life force, storing it in the chest. Exhaling any negativity 3 times. And on the next breath, using your intention, we send that energy down through the base, down the legs, through the feet, into the earth. Allow yourself to feel your root system going down through water aquifers, feeling the cold, down through lava tubes, feeling the heat, all the way down to the core of the earth. And there. Allow yourself to feel the heart of the Mother Earth. Without judgment or expectation, allow yourself to feel the love that she has for you. Allow yourself to feel as that energy travels up through your root system, up through your feet, into your body, touching every chakra point, paying attention as it touches your mind, resting your ego, allowing you to come back into your heart, feeling safe, here at home. Now we bring our attention to breathing into our chest again, breathing in 3 more times, storing that life force. On the next breath, using our intention, we send that energy up towards higher self. Anything standing in the way, you see it burst like fireworks, smashing to pieces. Keep that energy traveling up. And there, suspended in the collective consciousness, source energy, we feel weightlessness, timelessness, nothing but the love of the Creator. Without judgment or expectation, allow yourself to feel the love that He has for you. Allow yourself to feel your reason for being. Allow yourself to feel as that energy travels down through your crown, filling your whole aura. Allow yourself to feel your empowerment. your purpose. Now we bring our attention to our breath once more, this time breathing directly into each chakra point. Breathe deep, send that energy directly to the base. Feel it getting stronger and stronger, brighter and brighter, slowly turning up to your core. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your center. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your heart. Take a big deep breath for your heart. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your throat. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your third eye, pineal gland. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your crown. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning, and all the way back up to your higher self. Allow yourself to feel every part of your being from the core of the earth with the heart of the mother, to your higher self with the love of the creator. Feel your energy expand and contract with every breath. Allow yourself to feel the presence of the ancestors here. That ancient timeless energy, solid and strong. The energy of lifetime after lifetime of the same DNA codes lived here, in this place. Now with your heart, let them see who you are. Allow yourself to feel their stare as they look deep into your chest. And allow yourself to feel a shift as they turn their stare away. Now with your intention, let them see why you are here. Let your mind paint the picture for them to see. Now allow yourself to feel your ancestry. If you don't know them, then feel your blood. Without judgment or expectation, let it show you the lands from where it came. Let it show you the mountains, the rivers, the oceans and the beaches, the people and the places of your original tribes. Now allow yourself to feel the last lawman or lawwoman from your original tribes, the ones who still knew the old ways, practiced the old culture. Now allow yourself to feel as that ancestor places their hand on your shoulder. Now allow yourself to witness as your ancestor takes a step forward from you to meet the ancestors here. See them meeting in respect of the old ways, the old laws taught to us by the earth. Now allow yourself to witness as your ancestor takes a step back and takes your place at your shoulder once more. Let them know that you're grateful for their presence in your life and you're open to their guidance. And let yourself feel the pride that they have for you. For you are the next step in your ancestry. Put here in this time, in this place, to take this next step, to heal your bloodlines and reconnect to the earth. Allow yourself to come back into this time, into this place. Taste the air. Feel the wind on your skin. The earth beneath your feet. And as you open your eyes, allow yourself to view this place as if it was the first time you'd ever seen it. Without judgment or expectation, let creation tell you its story. Let the trees tell you who they are. Let the sky show you its purpose. And take as long as you like.
You've been listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment, a podcast about embodying our innate wisdom through connection to country. Grounded and Connected Empowerment was recorded and produced on Bundjalung First Nations sacred lands in collab with Koori Male. Music by Oka. For more info on Jambi, head to groundedandconnectedempowerment.com. We acknowledge the lands on which we live and work, cared for by our traditional custodians for 80,000 plus years. We move together against the continuing genocide and colonisation of our peoples. Our sovereignty was never ceded. We endow deep respect to the bloodlines of this country.